In fact, you are restoring faith, each of you, in your holy selves, yes? That is what the transformation process is about. That is what the name of the game is about. Because each of you are deciding individually what you are packed with, what stuff you are made of. In other words, you are finding your courage, you are finding your bravery. And first you must find it within before it is able to be displayed and demonstrated without. In other words, if there are injuries, if there is woundedness, if there are challenges within that are crying out for attention, that are crying out for mercy, well, by all means, please bid the world adieu and pay attention. In other words, if you have a crying baby at home, you do not answer the phone, you do not cook a delicious dinner and trade stamps or what have you with the neighbors. You will, first things first, go ahead and attend to the crying baby, yes? Now, this is what is happening because in truth, the innocent child within, the wounded child within, the Christ child within, you may say, is crying out at last to be noticed. In other words, its innocence has spoken. Are you willing to listen? Are you willing to pay attention? And are you willing to step up and to honor this one that has been amiss, that has perhaps had the dream of not being treated fairly, of not being listened to, of being slapped or tossed around for crying out when or speaking when inappropriate. At long last, you are finding that you yourself have the bomb. You have the arms in which to protect this one, to foster this one, and to bring this one into true maturation, to true revelation and reverence, because as you do, as you choose to no longer ignore that which is calling for your attention within, in other words, the right kind of lipstick will not take care of it, the right mustache or what have you, will not tend to the needs within. And so this is what we are bringing to your holy attention. Now, some of you are on the assumption that you can just attend to the external. In other words, keep plodding along, keep plodding your course and going about your business. You understand, you can simply numb the pain. You can turn on the television. You can have another drink of beer or what have you and just ignore. We are coming to a point, you are coming to a point, holy ones of the highest, of the light, where you are coming to a place of ascension. You are coming to a place of recognizing your true awareness. And as such, it is quite imperative at this time that you clean house. In other words, it is time to get the house straightened up. Yes, the books in order, the dishes put away. Now, some of you are doing this on the external and we congratulate you, and there is more to come because it is quite important to take care of business, take care of loose ends in the external. However, primarily what we are witnessing is the need to pay attention within. In other words, your Christ child, the Christ baby, quite frankly, is calling out to be recognized. It is calling out and asking for permission, for its voice to be heard, for it to be recognized. Now, it is not so much being upset, being concerned, if the outer world, if the external realities are not quite paying attention to this voice, you see? Because the challenge is for you on an individual basis, to begin to listen to this voice in earnest, to honor this voice, and to allow this voice to be heard within your own self. In other words, you are driving your own vehicle home. And the correct question is, are you paying attention? Because it is if you are having your inner compass, the GPS within, giving you the signals, giving you the roadmap, and you are simply cruising along, it is no matter what you are crying out for. There are some of you that are crying out for mercy. In other words, are you up for the job of forgiving the self? This is quite important, quite an important venture, because as you permit yourself to dismiss all charges against self. What you will find is an awakening. What you will find is a holy reunion, yes? So there is the need to pardon the self. There is the need to forgive the self. There is the need to have great compassion and awareness for self. Because as you do, you will be able to pardon all the others that are lost, that are up to trickery, if need be, in order to get their needs met. And why is that? It is because they have lost their innocence. They have lost their beautiful connection with the Christ child within. And so you are afforded the right and permission to go first. In other words, those that we speak to, those that will listen to this channel message at a later date, have the ears, have the foresight to begin to pay attention to what is needed, what is in need of reconciliation, of advancement. Now, as you pay most attention to the needs of the energies that are speaking to you, that are transmitting information to you, quite frequently, on a daily basis, we promise you. So as we promote your awareness, your need to focus on this inner matter, in fact, what you will find beautifully is the external, the outer, will be a no matter. It will be almost like you are floating on air, because you have now permitted the inner breath, in other words, the inner breath to be recognized, the inner vision to be accepted. So it is not so much, again, for the external world to accept you, quite frankly. It would be nice, of course, it would stroke your ego quite lovely. But first, you must accept yourself. You must give yourself full permission to honor all your feelings, to honor all your experiences, and to honor your path. In other words, some of you have taken the long road home, yes? And so the question is, how do you feel about that? Are you willing to see the joy in the holy reunion? Or are you still holding yourself prisoner, holding yourself in a cage? Why did it take so long? Why did you turn left when clearly the answer key said to turn right? You see, this is what you are coming to a place of finding the harmony within, finding the balanced energy within. Now, what you will find is as you drive your own vehicle home quite beautifully, and you are in harmony with self, you see, that is what you will be broadcasting. You will be broadcasting to the universe, to the outer atmosphere as you understand it to be, that you are ready for your next step, your next holy step. And most assuredly, that will be brought to you. It will fall into place almost effortlessly. It is because you have called it forth. Please understand, there is no external world, you see, separate from self. And so we ask those that are of the highest echelon, and we assure you that you are, because you are dreaming in this experience. You are dreaming in this new tomorrow and this new coursework. You are saying yes, indeed, to the Christ child within. Now, as you do so, as you almost tremble at the thought, you see, we are cushioning the blow for you. There are one or two of you that will be listening that are, in fact, trembling at the knees at the prospect. You mean I need to integrate all of me? I can no longer simply beat it down, ignore it, have the next drink? Of course not. You see, you have just been prolonging the inevitable. Now, what we are here is to assure you that you are here and destined to pass your coursework. Understand? In other words, the time is now and the fruit is ripened on the vine for the picking. So it is by understanding that you have legions of help, you have legions of assistants and guides and masters ready to help you pass the test, you see, because you were needed, because you were saying yes to your light, because you were saying yes to your divinity. In fact, you are on the fast track, and every opportunity is afforded for you to get it right, to get the answer key right. And even if you should have the slip, even if you should have the mishap or what have you, in fact, there are structures set up, excuse me, to help soften the blow, to help the lessons to be learned, to not have that much of self-injury, to that not have that much of a scar, to get you back on track in a hurry. Because quite frankly, you are being revered, you are being promoted, and you are being watched over and coached. Because as you come to a place of wholeness, as you come to a place of resolution of all the various parts of self that you have been denied, that you have felt were broken and left in an attic somewhere to rot. And we are saying in haste, get started, open the drawers, open the attic, open the closets, and make friends, befriend all the various parts of self. Because as you do, you will be quite elated with the help that is being provided and who is waiting for you on the holy steps of advancement. Because indeed, you are all ready to adopt your Christ vision, your holiest of selves. And this is what the reunion is about. We are here to guide, we are here to promote. Your challenge is to accept the work that is afoot, to accept that this can be done and is being done and will be done. Because as you are willing to say yes, as you are willing to open up those drawers, to brush away the cobwebs, to have a dance with the cobwebs if need be, to understand what needs healing, to understand what needs releasing and forgiving, what you are going to find is amplified energy, renewed vision, amplified power, because it is a bit of the soul retrieval, let us say. You are integrating all of yourself. You see, you have been working without your full ammunition. You have been working without your full power. And it is time to drive your vehicle home. It is time to embrace the Holy Child that dwells within. So at this time, we would like to secure your safe passage. We would like to amplify your energetic body. Okay, one moment. We're gonna ask Lewis if you can just mute your side. Perfect, thank you. One moment, please. Okay, so now you've got a mobile going on. Can you check your cell phone and make sure that's muted as well? It is? Okay, perfect. All right, so one moment. Indeed, some of the dream phenomena that has recently been experienced is part of the experience that you are going through. In other words, do not be discouraged if it is all not quiet and peaceful. In fact, as you open up the drawers, as you purge some of the old energies, the old feelings, the old awarenesses, you may find all kinds of noise, all kinds of scattered energy, and it may cause you to have at first a bit of the alarm. We ask you to again to trust the process, to trust that all is coming up, all is coming to a forefront, to be revealed, to be healed, and to be embraced. You see, in order to cross over, in order to ignite fully with your full DNA strands, indeed, all of you must come. You see, you cannot have collected 70% and say, okay, my scavenger hunt is over, I am ready, here are my cards. You are going to be embraced and loved and invited to go back and to secure the rest of you. You see, it would not make sense to leave some of your energies in the lower dimensional realities. All of you is needed, and of course, all of you is coming and is integrating. We are calling on those various parts. You see, as we work with each of you, we are signaling to all those parts that are having trouble, perhaps having trouble getting your notice, getting your attention, getting your look-see, getting your willingness to be invited to come on board, yes? So we are helping the energies along. We are signaling to you the broadcast so that these interplays, these areas, these pockets that have been missed perhaps the last time you have looked in those drawers, we are helping to make the process a bit easier. You understand, it is a bit like the jigsaw puzzle. When you have a puzzle for the 10-year-old, it is going to be much smaller than for the youngster. We are in fact trying to amplify those pieces just a bit, so that even though you are all grown up, you will not have any chance of missing the pieces, missing that which you are seeking so you can find. So let us begin again with our attunement. We are inviting you to relax and to receive the fullness of you, the totality of you, the love with you, the Christ within. As you continue to open up to these energy flows, we will be harmonizing the energies. We will be traveling with you throughout your day. Perhaps you will notice us, perhaps you will feel us. We ask you to continue to open up and to absorb the energy, the vibration, the attunement that is being afforded to you. You understand that you need not worry if it is not all accepted, if all information is not revealed to you in a moment's glance. In fact, this energy is left for you, you may say. It is pocketed for you in reservoir, in reserve. So as you choose to expand, as you choose to say yes to the uninvited parts of the past, as you will, you will be provided the opportunity for easy clearing, easy processing, easy integrating. It is because you have chosen to know yourself. You see, when you show up for these divine appointments, whether they are in the energy source of a channeling group, or whether they are simply in your prayer time, when you ask for assistance, please understand this assistance is provided. There is never a prayer that goes unanswered. It is a matter of attuning and accepting the answer, the grace. You see, there are those that continue to seek the answers without, when in truth, the answer is discovered first within. So we invite you to sit back and enjoy the summaries, enjoy the conversations as we help you process and integrate this energy. We will be working with you, each of you, so that as we answer perhaps some of your linear questions, in fact, we will be working on the most subtle levels to help you to have the foresight to continue your traveling to integrate your true nature. And so it is. Well, I was personally feeling so good with their energy. It was almost like, thank you so much for your help. Oh, goodness. So I was having a bit of a morning, and it's amazing when you tune into that higher vibration, everything kind of just comes into clarity. This comes into clarity so beautifully. So what they're reminding me as I'm sharing those words is that we each have the opportunity to really restructure our day and to take a look at Each blemish, each kind of hair out of place that we would see as a problem, they're saying, in fact, it's helping us to discover who we really are. And it's helping us to integrate. And they're actually assuring me that our group here is actually on the fast track to our reawakening. And so, and to cherish to cherish that which is speaking to us, because within it is deep messages of healing, you know. So to embrace all moments, all experiences, and use it for transformation. Okay, so that was really quite beautiful. So thank you both of you for being present so I can bring that through. All right, Miss Julie, it's a small group today. So you are invited to ask away. Ask away. It looks so pretty today. And how can we help you?
I'm trying to figure out what my next steps are for making money. Mm-hmm. I've spent the last year sort of putting together what a business I thought I would be doing. And I've also been spending a lot of time on me. That transmission was really beautiful because I felt like it was speaking to part of my experience of meditating a lot, doing a lot of emotional clearing, looking at patterns and working through them and all of that. And I feel like I'm ready. And I thought that if I put myself out there in many ways that business would start coming, and I have pockets of business, but it's not enough. I mean, I'm living on savings now. How do I get a steady flow of income so I can contribute to my family?
Okay, one moment, please. They're laughing at me because I'm like, I would like to do that too. So I'm getting my, it's like I see my ears growing because I'm like, oh, I want to hear the answer to this. They're giggling at me. All right, so one moment, please, honey. Excuse me. Okay, and say your first name, please.
Julie.
And say it one more time, please.
Julie.
And say it one more time, please.
Julie.
Thank you. And say it one more time, Julie.
Julie.
Thank you. And Julie, say it one more time, please.
Julie.
Thank you. Goodness, I need her to stop moving so I can figure out who she is. I have this goddess coming forward, and she's working with you. I want to say it's Lakshmi, but I'm not 100% sure. And she's doing this dance around you. So I'm kind of like, can you stop moving your arms? I can figure out who you are. And she actually told me no, because she's helping you. She's helping you. It makes me think it's Lakshmi because I see the gold energy. And she's doing these, goodness, I'm getting the chills as I'm saying this, Julie. She's doing these like hand mudras. And she says this is actually quite important. So she's in charge. So one moment, please. Now she's going to your feet. You know, honestly, Julie, I've never really looked into what this whole foot worship thing is, but I know, like, in Jesus's time, you know, it was a big honor to wash someone's feet. I don't know if it's because their holiness is walking on Mother Earth. I don't know if that's what it is. But she's putting like oils on your feet, and it's some kind of honoring. It's some kind of honoring, this oil. It's not water. She's actually like anointing your feet with oil. It's really quite beautiful. Okay. Wait, she's coming around. She's so beautiful. She's coming to like our circle, that even though we're kind of in cyberspace here, she's saying that there's an energetic agreement with us that is holding this energetic field. You know, because she said, you know, don't pay attention to this time-space thing. She says, it's unreal. It's unreal. She says, how could I show up if it was real? And she's kind of blessing all of us, actually, with energetic, it's kind of like coins. It's manifesting as coins so that I could understand what it is. But it's kind of like supplements. Supplements for the journey, supplements for our contribution. Yeah, she's kind of providing it for all of us, for all of us to understand our worth and value. She says that's a big key. She says because she watches us go out to the world as beggars. She says we go out there as beggars. And she says if you think you have to beg, she says, you'll receive a beggar's allowance. She says, you'll receive like a couple of seeds. She says, it's really about going out there seeking the equivalent of that which you know yourself to be in your truth. And she says, that is the gift you're learning how to receive. She says, as you receive it, you will have, oh my goodness, and say your name, Julie?
Julie.
Yeah. As you receive it, you will be like marching strong. And I see you like marching strong, almost like in a procession. And I see all these followers, and they're following you energetically. So it's sort of like, you know, an energetic thing. If Lakshmi was really here doing some kind of yogic dance, you would just be glided. It's almost like those cartoons when someone's like in air, this is what it looks like, you know, and they smell something like the Jetsons or whatever, he smells something good and he just kind of floats in air following that scent. And that's what it feels like. People will just energetically follow you. Now, it may be that they find you on the internet, they find you in this class, but energetically, they're called to you. And I'm getting the chills. If you could feel my body, it's just like the chills just keep coming through. They're energetically called to you because you are resonating with your truth. And your truth is your divinity. And she's saying, it's really time to take stock of what that means. I get that. I see you like, it's like the stone building, and inside are all the goods, all the treasure. She's showing me, my son's doing the play Aladdin. So yesterday I saw on the table, like all the props they're collecting from, I don't know, Goodwill stores, whatever. But it's like all the treasures, you know, that belong for Aladdin. They only are missing the lamp, of course, but they have all these wonderful looking things. And she's saying, like, that's all inside this building that she's showing me. It's like a stone building. And you're outside. You're outside. And she says, here's the good news. Nobody can keep you from going inside. She says, but you're the only one that can permit you to go. You're the only one that can let yourself in. And she says, you're actually choosing the blockade. You're actually choosing to see yourself in poverty, to see yourself without, to see yourself lacking. Now, what she means is not your external circumstances. It has to do with your relationship with Source. It has to do with your relationship with your divinity. Okay, now say your name again, please.
Julie.
And say it one more time, please.
Julie.
You are headed for a landslide. You have headed for a landslide. And Julie, say it one more time, please.
Julie.
Thank you. It has to do with looking within rather than without. So this is my feeling. This is my feeling. My feeling is you still have, oh, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4, no big deal. Like just like little things to still work through, heal, pass, whatever. But you have done a whole lot of clearing. And your vessel does feel ready for advancement. So she's saying it's for you to then procure, it's sort of like, this is sort of how I want to say it. It's almost like you've actually have begun or are in the process of coming to terms with what you're not. So you understand what you're not. You're not this element of the ego. You're not that element of the ego. You're not this belief that you adopted from your lineage, your parents, your schooling, your brothers and sisters, what have you. Like you've understood how to release those false beliefs. She says the next step is to claim that which you are. And she says, that's what's going to do it. That's what's going to bring the gravy boat in. That's what's going to bring, and I see it. Oh my gosh. When I said that, it's like the guy, it's almost like the jackpot or something. If you ever go to any kind of like gambling place where, you know, if you get the jackpot or any kind of thing to kind of tease you, whatever, like you just watch like the coins just flow over. And when I said that, that's kind of what it looks like. It's almost like when I cook, and unfortunately, the water boils over and everything's just overflowing. It's like that, but in your case, it's the golden coins and they start overflowing. So it's almost like, I know this sounds so weird, but it feels like to me that you, oh goodness, how do I say this? It's almost like you have raked yourself over the coals to do all the authentic work, to be the spiritual master in this lifetime. You know, I don't know what you've been doing, but to do the right prayers, do the right mantras, do the right nature meditation, like do it all to release. But she says, now it's time to fill. Now is the time for the joy. Now is the time for the happiness. Now is the time for the oneness with the divinity. You know, it's kind of like I was reading an Osho book this morning, and he was like, you know, he says, you're not trying to find the Buddha, communicate with the Buddha. He says this to awaken to the awareness that you are the Buddha. You know, so when he said that energetically, I felt very full, like it's, I already have everything I need, you know, because he's lending his vibration. That's how it feels to me. It feels like, goodness. I know it's a bit of like the sermon of like the prodigal son, but it's almost like you're, here's how it feels to me is like you're the princess of the castle and everybody's going into the castle and you're standing outside of the castle and it's like, it's your castle. So it feels like that. And it feels like, and say your name again, please.
Julie.
And say it one more time, please.
Julie.
Okay, so what I'm asking them for is if they can help us with some kind of practical steps you can take, some type of instruction manual that will help you to understand this grace that they're claiming is yours, that you are... In some respects, you're still disidentifying with, you're still disowning, but it's yours. And I really do feel like you spiritually are such an advanced soul. I mean, it's almost silly how advanced you are. And yet, like you're crying out for your true identification in terms of your wealth. Okay, so one moment, please. And say your name one more time, please.
Julie.
And say it one more time, please.
Julie.
I don't know if you, I guess Lakshmi is Hindu, I really don't know, and I don't know if you know anything about that tradition. I honestly don't, except I happen to know who Lakshmi is. What she's saying to you is to understand that you are her, to understand that she's an aspect of you, so that, you know, she's saying when I was attracted to read that Osho book this morning, it was an honor of you, because when he was talking about to understand that you are the Buddha, she said it was lending the energy to present you with your teaching today, for you to understand that, you know, whatever deity, you know, we're using or talking to or praying to, you know, she says, in truth, it's simply an aspect of the divine and it's an aspect of you. So that as you understand that you are already wealth, You are already abundance. You are already one with source. Not from an egoic experience, but from a, she's saying a positive identification with truth, a positive identification with truth. It's from the wealth of that garden that you will receive your divine inheritance. She says you'll never be left without, that you have a cushion. You have like a spiritual savings account. So, you know, if your rent couldn't be paid, you know, somehow someone's going to gift you something you could sell for the exact amount that you need for your rent, not a dollar more, but the exact amount, like that kind of thing. So you're going to be, she says you're propped. You've got props, and I'm looking at someone with stilts. It's kind of like you're being propped up in this lifetime. So no great harm or hazard can occur for you. So this is more about you beginning to claim that which you are, that you've clearly cleaned the deck. You know that which you're not, but that you're still not willing to accept or welcome in, or she's saying treasure. She's saying play with that word. You're still not willing yet, but you're almost there in terms of being open and willing to treasure that which you are. She says, because she says that word, she says it's a play on words, because as you treasure it, so shall you receive the treasure. So will the storehouse to the wealth be open. So will others delight in treasuring you as you treasure that which you possess. My true feeling is you're sitting on a gold mine. You really are. I don't know what you know how to do, but it's actually quite substantial. And I feel like it's the early stages of enlightenment is how I feel like in terms of your awarenesses. So it's not about learning more in that respect. It's more about attuning yourself vibrationally to your truth. Because as you permit yourself to open up to that beauty, you will restore yourself vibrationally. There's a vibrational, I don't want to say a hole, but there's a gap. There's like a missing part. And it's because, and say your name one more time, please.
Julie.
And say it one more time, please.
Julie.
It's you recognizing your truth and you valuing your truth. And she says, be careful of the ego's words, because she says, as you go to play with this and you listen to this recording again, she says, she's giving you a forewarning, the ego's going to try to trip you up, because the ego's trying to get you to see, like, you know, go team, you can do it, you know, that kind of thing. And she says, it's not that at all. It's accepting, you know, the love from divinity, the love from Christ, and that as you accept that, as you honor that and recognize that as your truth, you will understand that you're living in the world of poverty. And what she means, and I'm getting chills when I just said that word, and that we're all experiencing poverty, you know. So it doesn't matter if it's in golden coins or it's in love or if it's, you know, the earth being in crisis with the resources, it's all demonstrations of poverty. And so the real joy, the real fulfillment of this journey for you is for you to understand how to no longer live in that poverty, to release that poverty consciousness. And she says, and understand all the applications of that, because you're experiencing it on the one hand with the golden coins in terms of your career, but that it's really all expansive. It's all expansive. And she says, once you get that, she says, that will then be demonstrated in all areas of your life. In all areas of your life will experience that wealth. And when I say that, I get the chills like coursing through my body, like a beautiful fountain, actually. And it hasn't stopped. I can't explain this to you, Julie. But as I just said, that last part, it's like the joy is just overflowing. I can't explain this. It's like I'm suddenly in this bliss bubble that nothing can make me unhappy right now in this state, because it's just like, it's just overflowing. It's just overflowing. And she says, that's the purpose of all the meditative practices that you do. That's the purpose of all the spiritual training. It's to get you to the awareness of who you truly are, and to treasure that, and to treasure that, and to recognize that, because that is in truth what you're establishing here. In this is like your service work in this lifetime, in terms of like establishing the kingdom of heaven on earth. That's what it's about. So it's about getting your own country. Like she says, before your country can go out and help the world, it's getting your own country in that true vibration. And she says, as you do that, you will easily be able to kind of hold the mirror up. She says, because you're going to be a mirror for other people. And you're going to hold the mirror of that truth up for others so that, oh my God, I actually see people coming to you and they're weeping. They actually weep because your energy is going to be so powerful. It helps them dislodge their pain. It helps them. And their weeping is actually like cleansing. It's releasing. That's what's in store for you. I still think you're thinking, I said this before and I say this with love, but my feeling for you is the spiritual, and I'm getting the chills again, Julie, the spiritual impact that you're going to have on other people is going to blow your mind. Like, I honestly, like, I still don't feel like you truly get how instrumental you're going to be and how helpful you're going to be. And why it's so important, here's the catch. I totally get this now because I'm like, why can't I help Julie? It would not serve your spiritual path or your purpose in this lifetime for you to have immediate success in a lower vibration than where you're going. And she says, if that gives you any comfort, the reason you're not let out of the gate yet is because you'd be playing at a like, she's almost saying like a superficial vibration. You would do great in the marketplace, materially, you think everything's fine. She says, but that's not what, she says, that's not worth a hill of beans in spirit world. That's not what this incarnation is about. And I know that feeling. It's like, can I have one of those easy incarnations like my neighbors across the street have, you know? It's like, they just have a good time. They go on vacations everywhere. Where's that incarnation? It's such a compliment to you in truth, but you're being called to like a higher calling in terms of if what where you're playing at was totally successful commercially, you would never seek higher. And this is about seeking higher. When you do reach that vibration, that pinnacle, it's long-lasting and it's self-serving in terms of self-generating profits for you, self-generating profits for you. And I feel like this will go into your retirement in terms of providing resources, commodities. Yeah, I get that. My feeling is you're going to have like really fun vacations. Because people would say, oh, can you come here and, you know, we can house you. Like, and like you get like amazing, this is how I feel, into your older age too. You get amazing opportunities to go travel around the world. I don't know if you pay for your fare or not, but so much of your trip is provided for. And you get to go, oh my God, the chills. You get to go to like all these beautiful, energetic, you know, sacred sites and stuff like that. It's good. It's really, really good because the people that you serve, I don't know where you live, but the people that you serve are going to love to go seeking the exotic, and you get to go play there. And it's beautiful. It really is beautiful. But that's what the work is about. Or that's what she doesn't like that I said work. She says, out with the work, out with the work. Because she says work, everyone stays busy doing nothing. She says everyone stays busy massaging their mind. And she says, we don't need any more of that. This is about coming home. This is about coming home, treasuring, opening up vibrationally, being one with source. And from that place, you provide, gosh, I see something. I don't really know what this is, but I suddenly saw like a lion's face. There's some kind of history or story or mythology, and it's got something to do with like a mirror and a lion's face, but somehow people come up to you and vibrationally, just being with you energetically, it's like they just start spontaneously crying and healing because you're holding that place of love or the Christ energy or something. It's really beautiful. I know it's not coming in your timetable. Let me just see if there's anything else before we move on, just because we have the time. And say your name again, please.
Julie.
And say it one more time, please.
Julie.
Yeah, it's good. It's super good. Don't give up the path that she's saying, you know, like she's kind of stroking your hair, like your head. She says, don't get frustrated. Don't get frustrated. She says, your time will come. But she says it's basically when you build a temple, the foundation has to be placed on correctly. You know, it's got to be the correct sequence, the correct stones. She says, because otherwise your temple isn't going to be like energetically, you know, like when they build temples to hold certain energies or sun rays or whatever, like it's got to be just so, it's got to be exact. She says, and you can't, she's so funny. She says, you just can't rush these things. You can't rush these things in terms of like the perfection is more important than like how fast it's getting done. But it's good. I mean, you're just, goodness, I don't know how, so I'm going to leave you with this. You're just not one of these run of the mill, let me teach you meditation. You've just got a really high calling on your life. And it's super good and super powerful.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome so much. I mean, it's almost like every time I talk to you, it just gets just even more and more and more and more and clear. The path that you're on, and it's just a super, super good path. But she's saying, don't get frustrated because you know what's coming is so joyous for you and for everyone that it's going to be so worth it. It's going to be so worth it. She says, you know, don't give up. Don't get tired.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, hi, Lewis.
Hi. Just want to see if there's any words of wisdom.
Okay. One moment, please. And say it first time, please.
Lewis.
And say it one more time, please.
Lewis.
And say it one more time, please.
Lewis.
And say it one more time.
Lewis.
Thank you. And say it one more time, hon.
Lewis.
Thank you. All right, so it's really hard for me to bring this part of the message forward because I don't want it to be clouded with my own personal feelings. And when I hear what the message is, it makes me feel like it's being clouded. So let me just double check. And say your name one more time, please.
Lewis.
Okay. So it has to do with the message they gave in the beginning of the lesson, which is, and I want to be sure it wasn't just me saying this, and I almost want to say, please forgive me if it is, but I've asked like three times and they're like, it's something he must learn. I'm like, okay. So it's about, oh my God, I forgot the words they first said because I talked too much. Hold on one second. Say your name one more time, please.
Lewis.
Yeah. They're saying to own all parts of the story, not to dwell in them, not to beat yourself up, not to take out the lash, but to own them, because there's a part of you that still likes to play the denial game. So I'll just skip over that part of the story, you know, and I'll just move forward because, you know, your thought is forward is best, forward is best, forward is best. So with Julie, it was about, she's cleared everything. Now she's got to open up to who she really is. For you, I just feel like you're the engine train, like the little engine that could. You're the engine train that can't stop going. So in other words, I see you pushing. I see you pushing. No problem with that. I could use some of that forward energy. You have no problem with that. What they're asking you to do is to claim that which you are, that which you've been, without remorse, without regret, without punitive, because there's something in you that thinks, I don't know if you were like overly criticized or what, but there's something in you that thinks that like it's too hard to own it. It's too hard to own it. So it's like if you break the vase, It's like, oh, the cat did it. My friend did it. You know, the werewolf came and did it. And it's like, no, I broke the vase. They're saying that as you give yourself permission to own all of your experiences, you will see the great value of the experiences. But as you kind of like overlook them, like, you know, it's kind of like if you're reading a storybook and it's like, well, I, you know, let's just not look at that page because I don't like thinking about that page. So we'll just move on. You know, you're missing some of your opportunities for acceleration, It has to do with, it has to do with reaching bottom. And I don't mean reaching bottom in terms of falling apart. I mean like reaching bottom in terms of really grabbing all of the experiences, all of you, the totality of you. Because as you do, what's going to happen is it's sort of like your self-esteem, your self, like feelings about self are actually going to accelerate. They're going to expand. And you're going to broadcast such a beautiful feeling of self-love. The reason they're giving you this advice, therefore, is because when you overlook, when you dismiss, when you don't own, when you disallow certain moments in time, what you're actually saying to yourself is like, how do I say this? Say your name again, please.
Lewis.
And say it one more time, please.
Lewis.
It's like you're still holding an X against self. So they're saying like in your world, you may feel like, oh, well, let's just focus on the positive. Let's just move forward. And that's all that counts. But they're saying that, you know, what you want is to have that clear channel, the empty vase. For then, like Julie, what Julie's experiencing is like then bringing God in to fill that chamber. And so if it's still murky because some things are being avoided, some things are being overlooked or stepped over, you know, it's sort of like I see you walking in this room, in the storage room, and there's like newspaper on the ground. There's newspaper on the ground. And instead of picking it up to like clean out the room, you know, it's so weird because what you're going through with the garage, it's almost like analysis. It's just like, it correlates to what I'm looking at. I'm seeing you in this like, it looks like a storage unit, but almost like a vault in a bank or something. And it's got a lot of good stuff there, by the way. I mean, I see lots of good stuff being saved for you. It's totally for you. But as you walk around, it's kind of messy on the bottom, like there's old newspapers and stuff. And so the logical thing would be to kind of pick it all up and tidy it up and throw out the newspapers. And instead you leave them there. And you think, this is how it feels to me. And I see it's kind of like your higher self walking around. And you feel like it just doesn't matter if they're there and you're just stomping on them. And so the fact that they're newspapers, to me, I'm looking at them, all those newspapers have different dates. They all have different dates, and it has to do with like dates in your history. So it doesn't mean, oh my God, I have to go to therapy and process everything that happened to me. More so of allowing spirit, allowing your guides to help you integrate all of your experiences. And they are able to do that in such a loving way, in such a, they're saying a cheerful way. It's so funny. It's almost like they know what you need. It's so funny. Like, oh, he'll like that. He'll like that. He'll be okay with that. It's so cute. They know how to do it in a cheerful way that won't interfere with your progress because they feel like what they want me to say is like you have this fear like, oh, I can't do that because I have to feel good about myself because that's what's going to bring in the abundance, and that's what's going to help me move forward. And they're saying, yes, it's important to be happy, it's important to be positive, but they don't like that either. And it's also necessary to integrate all of you. And there are parts of you that you're like, oh, well, you know, whatever, that's that, the past is past. And they're saying, but there's still woundedness involved with that. There's still like issues in terms of self consciousness or self-perceptions, and that's what needs releasing. That's the dirt that's in the bottom that needs releasing, because you've got all the other parts. All the other parts are perfect. They're good to go. They're saying, I can learn from you from some of the other parts in terms of thinking positive, forward moment, da, da, da. Like what you do, you're really doing very nicely and effectively, they're saying. So the challenge is to not be concerned or in fear of going into that vault and just picking up those newspapers. And the fact that they're newspapers, I get it now because I see those chronological dates. And say your name again, please.
Lewis.
Say it one more time.
Lewis.
Yeah, it's just about being willing to own all of it. And they want me to leave you with this. So they want me to tell you my little story. So I went through a period of time where, like, for a couple of months, I mean, like, every day I had another flashback of something in my past that, you know, I wasn't particularly pleased with myself, or it's not something I would want the whole world to know about, that kind of thing. And so I was like, man, is this ever going to go away? I hate this. And so I finally got it. It was about forgiving myself. It was about understanding that recognizing that all that occurred, like, at the level of consciousness I was at the time, and to recognize that those experiences actually led me to where I am now. But to forgive myself, here's the big thing, to forgive myself in the recognition that, you know, basically we always function at the level of consciousness that we're at. And so with that, I was able to then integrate that rather than, I don't see you, I don't hear you, I don't want to know you, that kind of thing. It's something to do with that. And just by working with asking, opening up for your spirit guides to assist you, that will take care of that. Let me just see if there's anything else. And say your name again, please.
Lewis.
And say it one more time, please.
Lewis.
And say it one more time, please.
Lewis.
And say it one more time.
Lewis.
Ganesh. It's so funny because I picked up a card of Ganesh yesterday for some reason. Just looking at Ganesh will help you release some obstacles. I don't know how that works actually, but apparently it does. Because that energy, of course, is an aspect of our own divinity. But it holds that aspect of the aspect of ourself that knows how to free ourselves. I feel like it's going to be effective in helping you in the process that they were referring to, because I feel like it's been a little bit of an obstacle for you. So you can just, like, print out a picture of him from Google Images. Like, it doesn't have to be like a $150 statue of him or anything, just like a Google image. You don't even have to print it out, just periodically, you know, look at it and just open up to the energy of it. And say your name again, please.
Lewis.
Yeah, that's it. That's it for today.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Indeed, each of you are learning how to seek within as you promote yourselves without. Yes, true advancement is in store for each of you. We salute you most sincerely. We salute your bravery and your willingness to restore your own temple stairs, your own storehouse, your storehouse of love, that will continue to bring dividend after dividend of great wealth, great resources, and great power. Power from the divine, power of truth, power of the one. Until next time, we remain. Namaste.